Let's open with college basketball as 11th-ranked Michigan State, behind 14 points from Matt McQuaid, would beat Ohio State 62-44 yesterday at the Breslin Center. After the game, head coach Tom Izzo praised the Spartans for grinding out a tough win over a desperate Buckeyes team.
We have to win some games like this, and this is winning time, and this is, you know, what Magic's always talked about, or this is what Cleves, or, you know, I give those guys so many lectures on so many different people, and I said, this is where we got it. I think I said, somebody said, we got to build the lead. I said, and Cueto says, we just got to guard. I said, if they don't score, we can't lose.
It wasn't all good news for Michigan State, however, as forward Nick Ward had to leave the game in the second half with a hairline fracture of his left hand. That leaves his status for Wednesday's game against Rutgers up in the air at this point. Third period goals from Ivan Provorov and Oscar Lindblom would propel the Philadelphia Flyers to a 3-1 win over the Red Wings last night at Little Caesars Arena. That lost the fifth in the last seven games for Detroit. At the NBA's All-Star Game last night in Charlotte, Team LeBron came from behind to beat Team Giannis 178-164. Kevin Durant was named the All-Star Game's MVP after scoring 31 points in just 25 minutes of work. Meanwhile, the Pistons' Blake Griffin had 10 points, 6 rebounds, and 3 assists in his 20 minutes off the bench for Team Giannis. J.B. Holmes would outlast late charges from both Mark Leishman and Siwoo Kim to win the PGA Tour's Genesis Open on Sunday in California. It's the first victory for the 36-year-old Holmes since April of 2015. Denny Hamlin would outrun Kyle Busch late to win yesterday's running of the Daytona 500, the opening race of the 2019 NASCAR season. It's the second time in the last 4 years that Hamlin has won the opener at Daytona. Even though there's snow on the ground today, baseball is in the spotlight as the full Tiger roster will go through its first workout of spring training later today in Lakeland. At the Ticket Update Desk, I'm Tony Ortiz. For more, go to 971theticket.com.